Senate Democrats reject GOP amendment to require photo ID to cast ballot. Senate Democrats on March 26 unanimously rejected a Republican amendment to the Safeguarding American Voter Eligibility America Act that would have required voters to present photo identification in order to cast a ballot. The measure, coming as the Senate continues its marathon debate on the Save America Act, was put forward by Senator John Husted. It was rejected in a 53-47 party line vote, falling short of the 60 votes it needed. Under Husted's amendment, valid forms of ID would include a driver's license or other state-issued identification, a U.S. passport, a military ID, or a tribal ID. The types of IDs that are sitting in wallets right now, that the American people use on a regular basis, Senate Majority Leader John Thune said in a floor speech on Wednesday. In another speech ahead of the amendment vote on Thursday, Thune said the vote would force Democrats to come clean about what they really believe on the issue of voter ID. The failure of the amendment to advance was not surprising, as Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer had already indicated that Democrats wouldn't back the measure. Senate Republicans are once again wasting time on voter suppression instead of paying TSA, Schumer said in a speech on the Senate floor on Thursday, referencing to the Transportation Security Administration, which has had its operations heavily impacted by the ongoing lapse in funding for the Department of Homeland Security. 99% of the SAVE Act doesn't talk about voter ID. Most of their bill is kicking people off the voter rolls and making re-registering once you're kicked off a bureaucratic nightmare. Almost an impossibility for many people, Schumer said, explaining Democrats' objections to the measure. Schumer said that Husted's amendment to the legislation would impose the single strictest voter ID law in America. This radical amendment would toss out every single voter ID requirement in all 50 states for federal elections and put in an overly restrictive, one-size-fits-all approach, the New York Democrat said. Despite Democrats' sustained opposition to the measure, President Donald Trump has strongly pushed for its passage. The president earlier this month said he would not sign any further legislation until the bill was passed. In the House, where Trump holds the most sway, lawmakers have urged Thune and Senate Republicans to change filibuster rules in order to pass the legislation through the Senate. Thune, however, has stated that Republicans don't have the support for such a change in the Senate, where the filibuster remains a key procedural tool for many lawmakers as a means of protecting minority party interests. Instead, Thune is shepherding the Senate through a marathon debate session about the underlying bill. The debate was approved by the Senate in a 51-48 vote last week. It needed only a simple majority, in which Senator Lisa Murkowski joined Democrats in voting against advancing the measure.